Hi everybody, my name is Noel Michael Smith and you're listening to the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Alright, so today is a different show to what we usually have. I want to get a little deeper into some mind-blowing things here. I've got to say that, just want to tell you what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about the state of mind and the condition you may or may not find yourself in from time to time. Now, because I'm going to be delving deep into the human psyche, this series doesn't apply to anybody who's mentally ill or has any kind of psychological disorder. I'm not, you know, I sympathize with those people and my heart goes out to them, their family and friends. This is for you consciously well-adjusted, okay people out there that seem to be struggling with certain aspects of your life. So this can apply to you or your children. You know, whenever I do the Lofu Lifestyle Fitness podcast, it does apply to both. So if you're a parent and you've got issues with your children or you've got issues with yourself or work colleagues, you can apply all my philosophies to that. I want to also add that anything that I say is based on my personal views, not anyone else's, my personal views, my observation of life. And I like to take my observation from the sports side of things, as in I'm a martial artist, I'm a kickboxer, a kung fu practitioner. You need strategy when you're doing sports, and those strategies can apply to life itself. So I hope that some of the things I say today radiate with you. Right, let's get cracking on. Anything can be achieved with the right state of mind. I guess you've heard that many times before. However, consider this. Anything can be taken from you but your state of mind. Let me elaborate. I remember staying up all night watching Australian Open. January 25th, 1995. Pete Sampras versus Jim Courier. Epic match. It was mind-blowing. I couldn't go to bed. I said I was going to stay up to watch the first set and then go to bed, get the scores in the morning. I couldn't do it. Pete Sampras had just found out that his coach had died, and he was crying while he was playing. I mean, this guy was crying for real. He was sobbing like a baby. But it did not deter him from playing some of his best shots. There were some amazing shots, I'm telling you. I was seeing that ball fly across that net like I've never seen anything. Jim Courier could not stay with him. Remember, Jim Courier was a world champion at this time. What must his mind be going through? I'm talking about Pete Sampras here. One side of his brain is on his coach, and he was close to his coach. I hear his coach was like a father, like a second father to him. And then he's got this competition, this tournament that he's playing with the best player in the world at that time, hitting balls that are going at some incredible speeds, and he's got to fire those balls back. You know, he won that match. At one stage, Courier said to Pete, shouted across the net, "Hey, do you want to carry on? This can actually be done tomorrow, you know." I don't know whether he had the jurisdiction to do that, but he said that anyway. Since the time I watched that tennis match, I've always thought about Pete Sampras' state of mind, what he must have been going through at that time. He must have had to have detached something from the physical and the mental. When I say to you, a man's state of mind is his last stand, that's what I mean. Pete Sampras' last stand was his state of mind, because that had to be intact in order for him to achieve that goal. Or he could have just been going on automatic pilot. That comes under the umbrella of ignorance. Now, people would think that ignorance is always a bad thing, but ignorance could be a good thing. Remember the revolving door scenario? Yeah, that saying, ignorance is bliss. Okay, so as they say, muscle memory, just moving where the ball goes, hitting what he sees. If you get a moment, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Watch the whole match. Epic. So moving on. You have the will to choose how you feel, as I've just explained with Pete Sampras. I'm going to tell you a story, something that happened to me not so long ago. I was having coffee. Well, I don't drink coffee. I'm a tea drinker. I was having tea. I was having Earl Grey tea. And my friend, he was having coffee. And we were in a restaurant and we were also eating breakfast. I wanted to show him something that was on my phone. So I handed him my phone, my iPhone. Now, before I go on, I bought my phone outright. So I paid 700 sterling pounds for my iPhone. And I guess that would be something like $800, US dollars that is. I've got my life on my phone. My iPhone is my office. He took it from me. It slipped out of his hand and dropped in his coffee. If you know anything about phones, you can get water in them and put them in rice or dry them out somehow, and then that's fine. Your phone would probably start working again. But coffee is the worst thing you could drop your phone in. The worst liquid. It gets in everywhere. Anyway, I was furious. I got up and I knew the state I was in. I had to walk out of the restaurant. I walked out of the restaurant. I left my food. I left my tea. I walked out of the restaurant. I think I walked 3 times around the block. And in that time, I had to get the state of mind right. And I don't swear. Swearing is something I don't do. But I cannot be angry about this, because what is that going to achieve? It's not going to achieve anything. It's not going to bring the phone back. The guy offered to pay for it, but I couldn't do that to him. I've known him for a long time, and it wasn't something I would want him to do, fork out £600 for a phone. I took my chances. So I went back into the restaurant. I calmed down, and he looked at me. He didn't say a word. And I dried my phone off the best I can, and it wasn't working for a while. And it started to work eventually after a few days, but it was a bit sporadic. But in that time, I've managed to take it to an authorized Apple dealer, and they dealt with it for me. It was touch and go because, but I had to get my state of mind right. My mind was telling me to do one thing, but I had to control that. And I had to use every ounce of martial arts discipline to do that. And boy, yeah, it was hard. You know, I'm going to say something to you, and I'll try and explain this in greater detail. The ability to choose your own way in any given circumstance is 100% and the last stand a human has for freedom. What that means is we're working with the state of mind here. Some people believe that you can detach your mind from your body. Again, I'll elaborate. We all know who Nelson Mandela is. In his incarceration, he was whipped, beaten, humiliated, and we all know the end of that story. When he was in prison, he was able to detach his state of mind from his body. Similar things have happened to people in the Holocaust and slavery. People were dragged through hell and back, and yet those who survived were able to come out of it with dignity, with courage, with their mind intact. Yeah, there are things that happen that affect you. But you think about what those people went through and the likes of them. It takes a great mind. There are tribes and various cultures that believe that whatever you do to their body, you're not doing to them, because their mind is the essence of them. So as long as their mind is intact, they can keep smiling. You can do whatever you want to the shell. You can take a person's body, but you can't take his mind. The belief to detach the two is a strong weapon. I urge you use it. What unsettles people is not things themselves, but the judgment about things and how they react to it. So in essence, it's the perception of something that makes you react in a certain way. Let me explain. If someone's walking down the road and I'm with a friend, we can both see that person walking down the road, but we can both react to it differently. Things stay the same. It's the reaction that we have that governs how we feel towards that thing. I have a friend who attends my class, and her state of mind inhibits her to reach her potential in Lofu Fitness. If you're listening to this podcast and you do my class, it's not you. So remember what I said, state of mind, it's not you. Don't get paranoid. I teach a lot of people. Anyway, yeah, it inhibits her to achieve her potential because her state of mind is all over the place. She doesn't control her mind. She's got a great physique, and it wasn't achieved by not working hard, but she can achieve more. We could always achieve more, yeah? She doesn't only exuberate that inhibition on herself, but she projects it onto others. She brought a friend to my class not so long ago, and we were in a corridor walking up towards the studio, and she introduced me to this friend, and the girl also had a great physique, great body. I've been told since then she's a marathon runner. And this girl told her friend, when I started doing Noel's class for the first time, I couldn't do it. I found it very difficult, and you will find it difficult also. I said to her, you cannot do that. You cannot say that to her. Well, you can, but you have no right to, because she needs to draw that conclusion for herself. On the back of that, this girl said, well, I hope it hasn't got a lot of choreography in it or a lot of coordination, because I don't do coordination very well, and I don't think I'll be very well in your class. And I just shake my head, because there are two people that's talking themselves down already. I appreciate this friend bringing this other person to my class, but she brings her there, and then she rips her down. I had to say to them, when you start something, you have to go in with a blank sheet. Your state of mind has got to be neutral. You can't go in there with any preconceived ideas of what the class is about, because it's always different. She went in there. Once I said this to her, her mind then changed. She then looked at the class as a blank sheet. You don't start writing a letter on a piece of paper with that's already got writing on it. You need to start with a blank sheet of paper. And I said that to her, you've got to start with a blank sheet of paper, go in there, and then write your own story. She went in there and she hit every move, one after the other. And I said to her friend, while we were doing a cool down, look at that. Told all the class, and they clapped and gave her praise. So the moral of that story is, if you go into anything with a preconceived idea, it's somebody else's mind that you're taking into that job, sport. Someone else has planted the seeds. You're growing someone else's tree. Grow your own tree. Plant your own seeds. Perception is a state of someone else's mind. You've got to have your own. Wealth does not make you happy. It's your state of mind that gives you happiness. As I said earlier, these views are my own and no one else's. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of observation. I've been around the world. I've seen some stuff. I just want to share it with you, and I hope you are receptive to what I'm telling you here. If I can help one person in the world, then that's great. That's what we do as teachers. We help people. Before I go, I want to tell you where you can find me. I'm all over the internet. As you've known from my previous podcast, that I love my music. I've just put up a mix on Mixcloud called Lofu Latino Mix. So if you want to get some great Latino house, drum and bass, a few R&B tunes in there, just go to Mixcloud and look for Lofu. And from there on, it's Lofu all the way. If you want to find me on Facebook, go to Lofu. Great community we've got going on there. If you want to go to find me on Twitter, again, just tap in Lofu. And if you want to find us on YouTube, you tap in Lofu. However, if you want to get our videos, our workout videos, we have free workout videos on YouTube. Go to Club Energize TV. Club Energize, spelt with a Z. And look that up. Yeah, you find out all our free workouts. I'm really happy to have you here listening to my show. And we'll catch you soon. Yeah, you all have a good time. Oh, email, I almost forgot. If you want to drop me a line on email, our email address here is lofu@me.com. lofu@me.com. Yep. I'll see you later. Take it easy. Love you all.